Here's a Sun King Studio 92 exclusive on demand from 92.3 WTTS.
Hey, fantastic. Good to have you here.
It's great to be here. I was looking at all of the people on the walls and looking at amazing, amazing musicians, and I have actually a lot of friends on this wall, so I feel very at home here. It's pretty awesome.
Anybody jump out in particular?
Yeah, for sure. Feist. She lives down the street from me. She's amazing. Brett Denon, a friend of mine from L.A., and we hung out a bunch when I was there. And Paolo Nutini, we toured together. Matt Kearney, I met a bunch of times in L.A., and John Butler Trio, I played with in Australia, who are amazing. I love them so much, right? So good. There's so many people. Need to Breathe. We did a bunch of touring together. Great guys.
You move in pretty good company, I'd say. that's great.
It was nice to come in and look at everybody on the wall. I was like, wow, this is rad. Can I stay here?
And now you're going on the wall. Hey, we're glad to have you here at Sun King Studio 92 today. Harmony's doing really well, from what I understand.
Yeah, it's been doing really well. It's been amazing.
And you are... I'm not sure we get the title right. VH1's Artist to Watch of the Month or something?
Yeah, it's VH1 You Ought to Know campaign. Which
You Ought to Know.
Pretty exciting, yeah.
Where's that come from, You Ought to Know?
I don't know. Maybe a little bit of another Canadian artist might have written a song called that at some point.
Well, you are a multi-instrumentalist. You've got a voice, I understand, that you can do three octaves.
People say that, yeah. I don't really quite know what that means, but it depends. It's on a piano. I think there's a lot of octaves, but people say I have three octaves. Depends on the time of day. First thing in the morning, I think it's 1.5. You know, later on at night, once before I go into my show, it's maybe about, 3.5 sometimes. It's cool.
Well, you got to take care of that. I had a situation here a couple of weeks ago where I had a cold and I had laryngitis, and it was just miserable.
Oh yeah, brutal.
Yeah, how do you cope with something like that?
Well, I freak out. I totally freak out if I lose my voice. I freak out. It's everything, right? It's like I lost my voice actually on my very first tour for this record after the first show, and basically what I had to do was lock myself in a room and cry for a couple of days. No, was not talk during the day at all. Like literally, I just walk around, and thank goodness for smartphones and iPhones and stuff. I was like texting to people and just pointing at my phone. Ordering food. Yeah. Anyways, not talking as much as possible. Sekou was there. This is Sekou, everybody. He's my drummer. So there was a lot of not talking and just nodding and pointing to my phone or just going and walking away because I couldn't deal with typing anymore.
How do you express yourself best? Is it by talking to people or is it actually through your music? Or you have other art too?
Yeah, for sure. I don't know. I think that music is something that... it doesn't really belong to me personally. So I feel like I've expressed myself through a song, but then it means so much to so many other people, so many different things. And I feel like it's an art form that is so vast that I can't quite put my finger on why it happens or how I even write a song. People are like, how do you write a song? I don't know. It just happens sometimes. But I think definitely through my voice, through the sounds that I make with my voice, I feel like that's the closest I can get to express emotion because words don't really work for me half the time.
And you also have a lot of other nomenclatures, is that the right word, or mediums that you paint?
Yeah, I do some painting and drawing and things like that. I love working with different mediums because words don't always work, You're trying to express this gigantic feeling inside and sometimes you can't say it. You don't have to with art, which is nice.